Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Ferguson and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot hits a fly ball towards left. Brock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brock. Foot moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crawford takes first base on ball four. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferguson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crawford moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to third. Ferguson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson is walked intentionally. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-1 in the game. Denny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crawford scores. Ferguson moves to third. Tyson moves to second. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Foote and he is out, Parrish applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthen covering, for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferguson takes first base on ball 4. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denny strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sherman, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little, who is chasing the ball. Crawford reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferguson is walked intentionally. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Crawford scores. Ferguson moves to second. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferguson scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 8-0, Cardinals. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denny strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz moves to third. Tyson moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Cruz scores. Tyson moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Cardinals. Steve Dunning now pitching. Vic Harris pinch hits for Lou Brock. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing left field. Keith Hernandez now playing first base. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Little moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Pepe Frias pinch runs for Barry Foote. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Morales now catching. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Dunning covering. Safe. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to second. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.